Okay, and welcome back to the third and final hour of Cancel Lick a Ball on Shake and Wake Radio. I'm also on EPGN Radio, PSN Radio, and SoFlo Radio. And as I said, the first 2 hours, please help out the stations if you are able to. I'm sure Andy would really appreciate it. I got a call. I was going to play a podcast of Alan Watt until Judd called me about 10 minutes before 4 o'clock. I was going to go on air, so Judd wanted to come back on. He's been on plenty of times before, so welcome back, the Poopmeister.
Well, I just want to thank everybody with the Cabal and Shake and Wake for indulging this old man. There's a lot riding on quite a few of the programs that are being produced by Annie and you, Steve, and the other people that are Shake and Wake. There's a lot riding on it. There's lives in the balance, as Jackson Brown used to sing. I'm going to try to be a little bit entertaining so that people might pay attention and actually think about what's going on in today's circus.
Yeah, well, it is a circus.
I mean, it just it staggers me. Some days I look at what's going on, and I remember that old song, you know, "Hey, brother, look what's going on over there." What was the name of that song? There's soldiers and guns and people dying, and I can't remember the name of that song, but it's either here nor there as I watch a lot of the helter-skelter approach of mankind to the events of everyday life. They spend huge amounts of money talking about Britney Spears and her abortions with whatever that guy's name is.
Yeah.
And then they'll talk about, you know, Cher and how she's the most beautiful woman there's ever been. You know, Cher, remember Cher?
Sure.
And then you've got...
I remember the High Priestess, yeah.
Every cockamamie NASCAR race. Don't forget, you know, who's playing the World Series. And then, of course, you've got countless murders of children by Hezbollah and Hamas. And this... bunch of crazies swirling around the toilet bowl with Joe Biden and the nitwit Yahoo, Benjamin Nitwit Yahoo, the monster of Jerusalem. I don't know if your listeners know it or not, but I spent many decades in heavy construction. And I've seen some very, very serious industrial accidents and other types of calamities, like severe automobile accidents and things of that nature where people are severely injured. And being on scene, I've been put in the position of having to triage some of these victims over, 50 years of my life or more. And I see what the Zionist monsters of the Israelis' response to Hezbollah and Hamas has been. And they're just taking it out on whoever happens to get in the way, using U.S. munitions and weapons systems to collectively punish and to murder people who had nothing to do with Hamas and Hezbollah's attack. on that music concert that, well, I guess they came in with machine guns and hang gliders. And I keep thinking to myself, the numbers of people throughout the world that are demanding that there be an immediate de-escalation and a ceasefire. Literally billions of people, by the way, it's very encouraging that billions of people are demanding a ceasefire and a cessation of the hostilities.
Uh-huh.
I can name some, you know, some pretty famous people that are speaking out and saying, you know, how many dead are enough? How many more do you want to kill? Will World War III satisfy your lust for blood?
No, it won't.
Now, I don't normally do this, but I know that your show goes into the British Isles here, Ireland and Scotland, I guess,
uh-huh.
And parts of Europe, right?
It goes everywhere, yeah.
I think what Claire Daly's doing in Ireland is just, she's a wonderful human being. And you can tell her sincerity is extraordinarily powerful.
Yes.
And I always liked Pink Floyd, I have to admit. I used to be an old pothead, you know.
No, come on.
Day. Oh, yeah. I hope he's dead when I mention his name. I used to have this friend. His name was Lou Greavy. And Lou Greavy, he had the absolute most fantastic connections for large amounts of hashish and marijuana. So I was like the most reliable pot marketeer, entrepreneur.
Uh-huh.
I sold more grass than hashish during my teens and early 20s than probably most people would ever imagine. Vast amounts of, oh God, I was always good for an ounce of hash or, you know, a quarter pound of good weed. I was always, I had a lot of friends. But I can remember the anguish of some family friends when they were informed that their sons weren't coming home from Vietnam. I remember those days, you know, sitting there in the kitchen with mothers and fathers that, their children were not coming home. They got drafted. A few of them joined. It's hard on families to realize that their loved ones have perished in war. My father, who I love dearly, I miss him like crazy. I'd give anything to have my mother and father back. But dad was a United States Navy carrier pilot in the Pacific and fought the Japanese. If anybody in the Biden administration's listening, or any of these scuzz buckets that support Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton for that matter, or any of these other idiots that think that this massive multi-billion dollar billions, they want to send billions more. They've already sent probably trillions to Benjamin Nitwit, the Yahoo there, and the butcher, the monster of Jerusalem. They want to send billions more.
Yeah.
So that they can kill, I don't know, tens of thousands of Palestinian civilians?
Well, there's...
For what Hamas and Hezbollah did?
Yeah, I think there's like 1.6 million left or something like that. But there's a listener from Ireland right now, and... whoever it is says that Claire Daly is brilliant, and I've been following her over the years. She is brilliant. She's a big voice for Palestine and any oppressed nation, actually.
I've watched the United Nations Security Council this last few days, and 140 nations from around the world are insisting on an immediate ceasefire, a de-escalation, and a two-state resolve, giving back to the Palestinians most of what these Khazars, these fake imitation, well, they're not Jews. They're Zionists. They're not the remnants of the Israelites, or they're not Israel. They're Israelis. And what this butcher, this monster, nitwit Yahoo, is all about, and our Secretary of State Blinken, Hillary Clinton's just a disgusting monster. I'm so fed up with Miss Rodham, I can't even begin to describe my outrage. Can't even begin. And he'd never let me back on the show.
Well, what's she going on about lately?
A little bit. I guess I can give you a little bit of a glimpse, but I think somebody should back Hillary Clinton up into a wall and teach her the Texas two-step.
Yeah.
Teach that freak how to waltz. Same with Joe Biden. And if Secret Service doesn't like it, they can get out of my country. Somebody needs to back that psychopath into a wall and teach them how to do the two-step. See, I used to work heavy construction, Steve, and every once in a while I used to have to tell people we're not doing it that way. And then back it up with we're not doing it that way. This insanity of the Nazi level apartheid, and that's what it is. You try to lock, you know, the American people up in an open air prison camp like what Gaza is.
Uh-huh.
And you watch how quickly the American people start shooting.
Watch how quickly how people start shooting. Or do it like they did up in China last year.
The Chinese, well, that's a whole other day in court, obviously. I find the Chinese people to be very indoctrinated and brainwashed from living in a fascist.
Well, it's collectivism, a collectivist society.
It's worse than that. It's fascist. Pure fascism. They're not even allowed to have their own thoughts.
Well, every government is a fascist government.
I'm not arguing with you, Steve. There's no profit in it. You can't win an argument with you because you're so well informed.
No, if you have to,
it's a waste of my effort. You know, you're right. I agree with you.
But if you have to,
the thing that I'm trying to say here, America, is this: there's a bunch of charlatans that have seized power in our nation's capital, and it's not funny anymore. This poops in his pants slime ball, Biden. What he is, he's a slime ball. I didn't vote for him, by the way. Just you know, you can write that down. I didn't vote for the guy, and I didn't vote for Trump either. I voted for Trump the first time, but I recognized my mistake pretty immediately, and I made a big mistake voting for him. The point I'm trying to say here, America, is this. If we don't get a hold of the reins of what's going on in this country, these insane freak monsters are going to drag our republic into the abyss. And in fact, I think that's exactly what they're trying to do tonight. doing everything they can to get us into a war with Iran and China and Russia and achieve their Agenda 2030 goals of eliminating billions of people from the earth. They're madmen. These women, like, I watched Hillary. She was appearing at one of her huge funded events where they handpick, you know, who they're going to have their discussions with, and they sit there up on the stage, and they have all their supporters sitting in the audience, and they stage what appears to be a intellectual discussion on world affairs, when all it is a marketing ploy to get more people to fund their agenda. Like World Economic Forum, you know, the Nazis of Davos. Like how they sold this insane monster Fauci.
Yeah.
Not only to the United, to the world. They sold that little freak to the world.
You know what?
Dazak. Oh God, how many people are they going to be allowed to kill?
You know what has surprised me though, Justin, in the last 3.5 years. Yeah, well, it's been 3.5 years since March of 2020 that none of these people have been killed yet. No, there's plenty of people that have the resources out there. If they wanted them dead, they would be dead. I don't care who they are.
I look at how the nation was so hoodwinked and fooled by the events that unfolded in 2001 on September 11th. How the military air forces were sent to engage in what was known as Able Danger. The Eastern Air Defense squadrons were engaged in an exercise in the Midwest where a response to the three hijacked airliners was severely delayed. There wasn't any fighter jets to scramble.
Nope.
The likelihood of that being a coincidence is zero. The eastern air corridors of the United States are high security areas involving everything from Washington, D.C. to your shipyards in Virginia. And then, of course, you've got how many nuclear reactor systems in that particular part of the country? It's countless. This nation, our republic, has been so bullshitted by a oligarchy that consists of the most evil, wicked, treasonous monsters that exist.
Yep.
And I'm calling out Hillary Clinton. And if she don't like it, she's welcome to get out of my country and take her Secret Service protection with her.
Uh-huh.
Get out.
Yep.
Now I've triaged people that were severely injured in my life. I was describing for a friend earlier today, driving the east side Route 9L of Lake George back in the 70s. I had a 64 Pontiac Bonneville, and we were smoking a lot of grass that day in that car. And around us on a motorcycle come a guy going about 80, 85 miles an hour. He was hauling ass. He went around me, and he saw the driveway entrance. The freshly been repaved, black asphalt driveway entrance, a very large driveway actually that split off 9L and went up into a place called Paulist Fathers. You can look it up on the internet. It's a religious retreat for the priests of the Episcopal Church, Paulus Fathers. What this guy on the motorcycle going 80-something miles an hour did not see, he never saw it, was the cable across the entrance of the retreat. And when that motorcycle hit the cable, it stopped, and this motorcyclist went over the handlebars at 80 miles an hour into the asphalt. And he was bleeding, and he had huge chunks of his hands and his face, and his just his dungarees were shredded. And he was a bloody mess.
Yeah.
And myself and friends were first on scene. I mean, we had to stop.
Yeah,
and I can remember without even thinking about it, Steve, without even thinking about it. The first thing I did is I tore my T-shirt off and I started tourniqueting his arms because there wasn't any way to bandage the chunks of flesh that were missing from his arms and hands.
Yeah.
So I tourniqueted his arms up near his armpits. Just instantly went into first aid, you know, life-saving. I didn't, hell, I was, I don't know, 16 years old, 17 years old. If I hadn't been there with my friends with all that grass, he was going into shock bad. The only thing I could think of doing was make sure my friends shotgunned him a lot, give him a lot of pot smoke so that it would keep him calm. Maybe relieve some of the obvious. He was in horrific pain. I personally believe that his back was broken, probably in more than one place. And the ambulance finally showed up, and they evac'd him. I don't know if he lived or not. But all I can tell you is I know what severe pain and bleeding and mutilation looks like firsthand. What's being done to the civilians in Israel, those Hezbollah butchers, the attacking forces of, I guess, Hamas. I can't swear to you who those people really are. What they did was horribly wrong. But what the Khazars, the fake artificial imitation Jews, the Zionists under the directions of Benjamin Nitwit Yahoo, the monster, the butcher of...
Well, I can tell you something, Judson. The most heavily defended border in the world is right there at Gaza, right there at Palestine and Israel. The most heavily defended, and they shut their forces, their IDF, down for 7 hours.
There's an enormous amount of information that's circulating about how a very similar set of circumstances, like Able Danger, were employed in the most recent mess.
Yep.
That's correct. The coincidental part is, you know, that Nitwit Yahoo and Joseph Biden are both failed leaders that are losing power quickly and popularity even faster. Their presidencies are in the trash heap and in the toilet. And all of a sudden this happens.
Uh-huh.
And Hunter Biden's out of the news. The impeachment inquiry into Biden is, you know, in the rearview mirror pretty much. The failures of this NATO aggression into Ukraine, where they decided to move NATO into the the border of Ukraine and Russia. People aren't talking about that. That was a provocation, by the way. And huge, vast, unbelievable amounts of
death and destruction
by these. And Biden, if you don't like it, get out of my country.
They're also
pack your bags and get. Take your Secret Service with you, Joe Biden. You're a madman, and your mind is what's the same stuff that's in your boxer shorts.
They're also
it's
not
poop.
They're also not talking about Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell's list
who?
Either.
Who? What'd you say? Who's that?
Yeah, exactly.
And how Bill Clinton used to go down there and get all of his junk shined up with women that aren't his wife.
Women? Is that what you call 14-year-olds?
Jesus God, you know how sickening this. I don't even like having to talk about this, Steve. It's so perverted.
Yeah, I know it.
You know, I'm kind of, and this is going to make you go, wow, he's right. He actually has this very accurately. There's this huge group of concerned citizens of England, and a lot of them are associated with this group known as Surfers Against Sewage. And there's a very large number of witnesses of millions of people that live in England about how they use the streams and the creeks and the rivers and the lakes of England to flush massive, unbelievable, holy poo-poo amounts of sewage to the ocean, to the English Channel and to the Atlantic and, you know, the North Sea. Vast, unbelievable rivers of excrement get flushed down the countryside of England every day, and it's been going on for years and years and years and years and years. And they don't want to talk about the COVID. They don't want to talk about the other pathogens and deadly viruses. All they want to talk about is how the surfers can't swim in the poop. They can't go surfing in the excrement-filled waters. So I've been writing these people in England, like, every day for months and months and months. Years, actually. About how all this sewage is infecting all the wildlife as it flows down through the countryside. It infects the insect colonies. It infects everything from the mice to the bats to the deer to the coyote, the possum, the raccoon. It infects everything. But in England, they don't want to talk about that. All they want to talk about is how the surfers have to deal with it at the coast. They're like in this state of brainwashed, indoctrinated denial. Same thing here in the United States. People are more interested in Britney Spears' abortion and her psychotic breakdowns and her nudity and
Judd,
every kind of distraction.
Actually,
like this guy, I can't even think of his name. The guy that used to be on Cheers.
Yeah,
and he died in the hot tub.
Matthew Perry. Yeah.
And you know, everything about his history, everything about his personal life, everything about his love affairs, they just pouring that stuff out on the internet like...
Well, they want you to believe that stuff's more important. That's the fact of it.
Have you seen the dead bodies of the civilians in Gaza?
Yes,
I have.
Have
you seen all these mangled and butchered kids?
Yep.
And Joe Biden went to Israel. And according to Joe Biden, he saw decapitated children. I wonder if that... I almost did it, Annie. I'm sorry. I almost cussed him out bigger than big. I wonder if that SOB, That's safe, isn't it? I can call him SOB. There we go.
Yes.
Did he go over to Gaza and take a look at the butchered and absolutely shredded bodies of the civilians at the Butcher of Jerusalem? Nitwit Yahoo has caused with shelling and aerial bombing.
That's probably the bodies he was looking at. Yeah.
Did Biden go look at them?
Well, he probably had some ice cream.
I didn't vote for the SOB. And I didn't vote for the attitude of some of his Secret Service protection. He needs to be in Guantanamo with everybody else that's down there in the Senate with Blinken wanting to send billions and billions more so that the butcher of, oh boy, Jerusalem, I got to tell you something, man. Those fake, artificial, imitation Jews, the synagogue of Satan that's taking control of Jerusalem, they all need to be brought up on war crimes charges. There needs to be Nuremberg 2.0. And I am dead serious. How many children do these monsters get to murder for free? Hillary Clinton, anywhere, anytime, you bring your whole entourage and let's have a real discussion, Hillary. And bring Blowjob Billy with you. And let's talk about your monstrous friends that have taken over the United States Senate and Congress with their dual citizenships.
That's two times now,
Jim. What are we doing with 80% plus of our Senate and Congress hold dual citizenship in Israel? What in the flying hell is going on?
Yep. Be careful now.
Is this the United States of Tel Aviv?
Of course it is.
Is this the United States of Davos?
Of course it is.
I mean, is this the United States of the City of London?
No, it's the United States of Vanguard and BlackRock. That's what it is.
Yeah, and then let's not forget, what is it there? Cap Trust, Capstone, Cap Mortgage, Capital One.
Capital One, yeah. Just watch the P's and Q's, please.
Well, I said SOB. There's no P's and Q's in that.
No, but you did say a couple of other
did
things.
I?
Yes.
Did I drop a couple of bad, nasty? Sorry, Annie. Wow. Kim Hogan got mad this afternoon. I was talking to Kim Hogan, and she said I ought to come on the show and just let it rip and give everybody both barrels. And I told her, you know, there's a time and a place to be guttural. And I agreed with her that, you know, now's the time and place to be guttural. Because every time one of these mothers, every time one of these daughters, one of these little baby boys gets butchered, that monster in Jerusalem.
Yep.
Yeah, you know better than Hezbollah or Hamas, Benjamin. I've heard he's a Russian Polak. Is that a P&Q violation?
Russian Polak?
He's
no.
He's Polish. He's a Russian, but he's from Poland. He's not even from.
Bibi?
Yeah.
Bibi?
Bibi. You know, he's Russian. Well, Polish.
Zelensky's a Polish Jew, so go figure.
Does he swing with Harari? You know, Klaus Schwab's little fudge packing buddy there.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure they all do.
You talk about this. I mean, this stuff is disgusting, people. And here's a shocker for everybody, if you're wondering. You know, I was raised in a extremely Christian family. In fact, the ancestry of my tribe is extremely Christian and has been for centuries. So I guess I have to plead guilty on being a little bit indoctrinated. My ancestors of Witham in Essex along the Witham River.
Right.
There are the tales of Robin the Hood. Robin Hood.
Right.
Was written at a Corinthian monastery by the monks in Witham, England, making Robin Hood, or Robin Hode, however you want to pronounce it, kind of my cousin. And then you look at the Teutonic Knights of the Templars Precipitory at Witham, and you begin to see the point that I'm going to make here in a second. My ancestors were on the ground. They were boots on the ground. They fought the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh crusades. That's my family history. And I got a message for Joe Biden. Pack your bags and get out, you disgusting freak. Don't try to freaking legitimize it to me. I didn't vote for you. I'll never vote. He needs to go to Guantanamo in handcuffs and leg irons for crimes against humanity, along with his Secretary of State, Blinken. Did you see the protests in the Congress when he was trying to get billions more for the butcher of Jerusalem?
Uh-huh.
Did you see it? Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah.
All the bloody hands that went up in the gallery. Have you ever tried to save a child's life that's been badly injured?
No, I haven't.
I had taken my family to Astro World in Houston, right straight across the 610 loop from the Astrodome. About 25 years ago. And they had installed a brand new water ride called Thunder River. And we walked up the big long pathway to the top of the ride, and we got in one of those great big yellow life raft looking things. And we went down the ride, and we got wet, and we had fun, and it was sunny, and my family was really, really enjoying themselves, you know, my two daughters. We got to the bottom of the ride where you got off. There's this little high school girl, probably 16 years old, maybe. She's standing there helping people get off these rafts, doing her summer job thing, you know. And one second she was standing there, and in a blink of an eye, she was gone. She vanished. And God is my witness, everybody listening to this show, you pay close attention. A very profoundly loud male voice spoke to me and said, "Get her." And I instantly went over the side of the raft. Instinctually, I knew she'd fallen in the water. That's where she vanished to. When I got under the water and I could see where she was being sucked into an intake pipe that pumped the water back to the top of the ride. There was no safety grate. If she'd gotten any closer to that pipe where the water was being pumped back to the top of the ride, it would have sucked her in and there would have been nothing I could have done. Thank God the people, my family, whoever had a hold of my feet. Because when I grabbed this young woman, all I could grab was the top of her head, or her hair. That's all I could get a hold of. And it took a lot of strength to pull her away from that intake pipe. Now, when we got back up in on the raft and she got back up on that dock, that young lady was shaking like a freaking leaf. She knew that she had almost died, and I'm sure the top of her head and her neck was pretty damn sore. I can't tell you my physical and spiritual reaction to saving that young girl's life. But as I watch these news reels, these footages of what's coming out of Gaza and Israel, Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, whoever's running the Secret Service tonight over at Treasury, Congress, Senate, whoever's hearing my voice, these people that think that killing those civilians in Gaza is okay, I hope they all burn in hell.
I've never been
so angry.
I'd like to see them brought into prison, Judson.
And it's not just Israel. It's in Yemen. It's in Ukraine. It's in the streets of Chicago and Boston and Baltimore. The Barrio in New York City and Atlanta and Houston, Los Angeles. All over this world where people are getting mangled for drugs and weapons, prostitution and trafficking, the stuff that Epstein and Maxwell were involved in on Pedo Island, little St. Vincent's.
Yeah.
With Bill Clinton and Bill Gates.
And the actor.
And all the other.
And the actor that just died.
The sick, twisted freaks with some of the big banks. People in America, you need to learn how to stand up and stop all this evil that's going on all around us. It's sickening. I watched a protester stand up in the middle of one of Hillary Clinton's twisted little gatherings of her freaky friends to justify more war and what's going on in the Ukraine and making, you know, violent overtures to Iran and North Korea and anywhere else that Hillary Clinton can, you know, whip up a fervor for war. And this upstanding man confronted her for her warmongering. And he caught Hillary Clinton off guard. And she went into her super elitist, super supremacist persona.
Yep.
And she told him to sit down and shut up.
How dare he interrupt her, huh?
Precisely. And I thought to myself, who in the hell does this woman think she is? Who in the hell do these people think they are? Yeah,
they
want thousands of millions of dollars.
They think they're gods, Judson.
They're not even dollars. They're printed up glorified monopoly money. And they're enslaving and indebting the people of the United States beyond comprehension with their phony baloney fiat helicopter money stimulus garbage. Not even real money. It's just what they print up off their Federal Reserve printing presses, and they're putting in bondage our whole country so that they can go out and murder children. And they have the audacity. They have the damn nerve to do it publicly right in our faces.
Yes, they do.
I'm thinking to myself, you know, Biden was talking about the other team the other day. You know, he was talking about how the attacks on the hospital were caused by the other team.
Wonder what the other team means.
Yeah, well, he needs to meet the other team, and that's us. And I'm telling you, somebody needs to back that pig into a wall and teach him the Texas two-step. I spent a lot of years in Texas, and trust me, I know what the old Texas two-step's all about. Teach that stinking freak some manners. Now, I know he's got the nerve to be playing around with the babysitter sitting on his lap. When he was married, by the way, he was married when the babysitter was sitting on his lap, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm surprised the babysitter was on his lap because and his daughter wasn't.
That's Donald Trump's. That's way.
No, that was.
That's way Fat Donnie.
Yeah, that was him too, though.
That's way he rolls.
That was him too, though. That's according to her own diary. That was her. It was him too.
I hear you loud and clear, Steve. Yeah, just absolute freak, incestuous monster. I guess that's why he thinks killing children's okay. I guess how that's he can be so nonchalant about it with Hillary, warmongering Hillary. And let's see, Ted Cruz, he wants to give the butcher of Jerusalem huge amounts of money to, you know, buy more American weapons to kill more families. And then, of course, you got this Blinken idiot up there, you know, wanting more money to buy more weapons to kill more families. And most all these absolute animals are, you know, part of that Davos New World Order gang of freaks, absolute freaks. Ever watch that little slime ball, Harari, how do you say his name there? That thinks that humans are obsolete, and we're going to hack all their brains, and we're gonna make sure that, you know, vast numbers of human beings just get eliminated from Earth, and their Agenda 2030 conspiracy. Sort of like their plandemic, their scamdemic with these deadly clot shots, this mRNA transhumanism injection, this, I mean, it's beyond freaking belief. What's happening all around us by these demonic, satanic friends of Bill and Hillary. And if you don't like it, Hillary, that's just too bad, because I don't like you one bit, not one bit at all. And their Secret Service protection, you can get out, you can leave too. Get. You see, Steve, my family came from England in a rowboat over 400 years ago. There wasn't any place to dock their ship, so they anchored off the beach and they got in the rowboat and they came ashore. And the first thing they had to do is start farming, because they had to eat. They had to be self-sufficient. So at a little place in Virginia, in Accomack Shire, a farming community down there in Virginia called Withams, Virginia. That's how long my family's been here. This is my country. And what was done to the Native American tribes and their clans and their people was horrific. Colonization by the British royal families, the Dutch and the French and the Spanish.
Yep.
Even the Pope declared that the Native Americans who had lived upon these lands since time began, they weren't human enough to own land. Well, the reality of the law is that when you're in possession of real estate for a few thousand years, you own it. It's not prescriptive right. It's right of possession. They lived here for thousands of years before the Europeans even knew how to build a freaking boat.
Yep, that they did.
And this doctrine of manifest destiny and the papal bulls declaring the Native American people not human enough to own land. I'll be nice, Annie, I swear. I'm going to put this in a very eloquent way. Horse shit. That's the best I can do, Annie.
No, horse hockeys would have been the best.
Total horse poop. Horse manure. Chicken poop. Who the Pope, who the Roman Catholic Church, who do they think they are? And you know why I say something, Steve? Because I happen to be one of, a child of, a son, not the, a son of God. And I'm certain of it. I've got friends from all over the world, man, that say, you know what, with them, you're right. This ceasefire must be enforced on the United States government. They need to be told that, hey, you know, we outnumber you millions to one, and you do what we tell you to do. Not what Benjamin Nitwit the monster from Jerusalem says.
Not Benjamin
the Nitwit.
Not what the defense contractors say either.
Yeah, boy, you hit the nail on the head there, baby. They love that money.
Or the media.
If you give millions and millions and millions of it to Hillary, and she can go around and spew her communist. That's all she is, a communist. You know, she's a communal community communist. You know, community.
Uh-huh.
Communal.
Takes a community to run to raise a child, don't it?
Well, you know, this governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, she's a governor for New York State, and she decides to take her entourage and her best, you know, vacation clothing, and she boards all these, I guess, hundreds of people. And she flies to Israel to hug and kiss the cheek of the monster of Jerusalem, Nitwit Yahu. Because Kathy Hochul is a fake, artificial, imitation Jew. She's a Zionist. And, of course, she gave the bill for all this luxury travel and security to the little victims of their socialism in New York. Not old York. Not old England. New England, New York. Where they, you know, rob most of the real estate in the empire from the clans and the tribes of the indigenous American families, where they colonized them, demonized them, and reduced them to subhumans. Because they wanted their real estate. Just like the fake artificial imitation Jews of the Zionist monstrous state run by the Israelis. Not the Israelites. Not Israel. Israel is not a nation warring state. That's not Israel. Israel is a spiritual group of godly people. And that is not Benjamin Nitwit the Yahoo.
No, it isn't.
Our nation, our world has been so buffaloed and ballyhooed and bull pooped. That was a nice one, Annie. Bull pooped. Flat out lied to. Yep. We got a problem in this country. And I think it's summed up well when it stated that you perish for lack of knowledge. The Masonic Mafia. And people like Scoville, the Scoville Study Bible. The whole country's been brainwashed.
Yes, it has.
Brainwashed and indoctrinated by the public opinion engineers. That's a book I would recommend everybody read if they, you know, if they can get access to it. You can get it on the internet.
What's that?
A book written by a Hague War Crimes Tribunal prosecutor. Mm-hmm. Rape of the Mind by James Merlu Joost. He explains to the world from his professional observations during the prosecution of the Nazis of Germany in Nuremberg, how if you tell a lie often enough, most people with weak, lazy brains will accept it as the truth. That's what indoctrination in public schools is all about. They get you to stand up first thing in the morning and you pledge allegiance to one nation under God with liberty and justice for all, except all those little dead Palestinian kids. They don't get any liberty and justice.
Right.
All they get is mutilated.
Well, we're pretty much done here. The show's almost over there, Judd.
No, I just want to thank you and Annie, and I want to give a tip of the hat, a big tip of the hat, to the real Israel, to the real Jews, the peace-loving, wonderful Jewish people. And they know who they are, and they know who I am.
They're almost in a civil war over there.
Isn't that amazing how many of the real Jews don't like the butcher of Jerusalem?
Yeah.
Netanyahu, isn't it amazing how many people are standing up to him in his own
part of the
neighborhood there?
Yep.
The other team?
Yep.
I'm quoting Joseph the nitwit Biden. The other team. Steve, thank you.
All right, Judd.
And, everybody get to work. Everybody get to work. This ceasefire is not optional. They have to stop and stop right now. God bless everybody. Thank you, Steve.
Have a good night. Okay, folks. Yeah, it's been a good day. Good shows. 3 good hours. So, hope everyone tunes in tomorrow for me and Roger.